This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. We took the National Financial Capability Study. There's a survey, relatively short, actually, less than 10 questions, probably like 6 or 7 questions, not very many. 6 questions. And Johnson and I have now individually taken this. We'll compare our results to the national average and talk about how, well, apparently a lot of Americans are just not financially literate. We've been talking about dating as well here tonight. Some first date snafus, big mistakes.
We're on the last one.
Yep. But, you know, good information here thus far. Quick recap, Johnson, for those who are just tuning in.
Sure. So what we talked about is we talked about when you're on a first date, if you're late, you know, obviously you want to apologize as soon as you know that you're late.
Yeah, don't wait until you're late.
You know, make sure you know if it's a date or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to get into that situation. If you run out of things to say and you've been talking nonstop, how to handle that, how to ask leading questions. If there's just no chemistry.
Open-ended questions, I think.
Yeah, open-ended questions, yep. What did I say?
Leading questions.
Those are fun, too.
Leading questions presumes you know the answer already.
I think you're right. Well, you maybe you can do that, too. You know, again, you're trying to get them to keep talking, so, you know. If there's just no chemistry, if you pick a bad venue, you know, you're going to get drowned out and you can't even talk.
Yeah,
you know,
too noisy.
Things to do. If you forget your purse or your wallet because you're a terrible human being. if you start talking about your ex. And this one, if you go in for the kiss at the wrong time or don't when you should have.
Awkward. We'll get into it here. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Gentlemen. Hey. Ian. Johnson.
Yes, Ricky.
Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about a story involving the last thing there about something Johnson might find interesting sex.
Okay.
On the first
date. Sex on the first date.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, a bit of a warning. In my case, it was she was a mafia princess from the coast.
Did you say a mafia princess?
That's what he said.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay. So her daddy was a mobster, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Anyways.
Sounds like dangerous territory already.
Yeah.
No, it was all right.
How old were you? When was this in your life?
Oh, this was probably, I'd say, back in, I think, like, 2009, I believe it was.
Did she look or sound like Marissa Tomei?
Honestly, yeah, a little bit, actually. A little bit. You know, you're right. Do you know her?
You know her. So, Ricky,
anyway.
So this wasn't that long ago, and how old were you at the time?
Oh, that would have been... it's been a long night. That would have been 2009. Let's see. 9, 10.
Yep, it's 2016 today, so that'd be 7 years.
Right. Yeah, I'm 42 today, so.
Okay. All right. So in your mid-30s. All right.
So basically, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, we had Pizza Hut. You know, I always bring a corsage and chocolate. You know, then we watched The Godfather. Now, it was after The Godfather, and I'll keep this as clean as possible. You know, I try not to have sex on the first date, but I've talked to this girl on the phone. I met her already. And I remember we were on the sofa. It's been getting pretty late.
So your first date was actually at your house or her house?
Her house.
And was she still living with...
You want to come over for Netflix and chill?
Was she still living with her mobster father at that point, or
no,
she moved on?
No. She was actually disassociated from the family.
Okay, got it.
Like, all right. Oh, she's out of the family.
She had an abusive husband, and...
I don't want to see your face around here ever again.
That's what got her disassociated. You know,
and you watched a mob movie on your first date with her?
Well, sure. Of course,
okay.
I love that. Anyway, well, we're on the sofa, and, she unbuttons the top button. You know, then she unbuttons the second button. And, you know, kind of just rubs my chest a bit. She does this for like 5 minutes, trying to play with that second button. And,
which button? Is it her button or your button that she's unbuttoning?
Oh, my shirt. My button.
Oh, your shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
And then, you know, I said to her after about 5 minutes, you know, it's okay if you go a little further. So she unbuttons the rest of the buttons on my shirt, you know, and kind of untucks my shirt from my pants. And that's just rubbing my chest for like another 5 minutes, you know.
Now, keep in mind, as we move down, you've got to get, you keep in mind you're on the radio here, so we got to be radio friendly.
This is not Dear Pat.
You can't be, pandering to the lowest common denominator, or the FCC gets very mad.
I'm not going to be too detailed that low.
Okay, all right.
Now, when it comes down, and that's the point where it says, you know, I said, it's all right, you know, if you go a little further. And that's when she got my belt, and just went from there. And we're going to skip ahead. Now, here's for the responsibility.
She's like, this is a lovely fruit basket. You should have a nice banana.
Oh, yeah. I mean, after she's sitting there with a smile on her face and that, now we go from there, you know. So what happens is, you know, and we're doing what other people do, and you got to have feeling. That's the thing where responsibility now comes in. That's why I usually don't on the first date, because if you don't have feeling, every time should be an experience. If you don't with women, it's no good for either party. You know, because only through the gratification, in this case her, only then can I be gratified.
And, yeah, you know, I tend to agree with you there.
Yeah, so what happens is we're there, and things are great. I mean, it's great. I mean, it's phenomenal. And then at a moment, we're really talking like right in the middle here, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. And this has been going on a while. And like right in the middle, you know, then it's like she says some words. She goes, at a crucial moment, she goes, oh, God, I love you. And she mentioned my name. And I said, oh, hold on, hold that thought. Now, I composed myself. I did, because that would throw me off my game big time. It's okay. We continued on. We continued on. And that's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I can understand the moment. And then we continued on. You know, and I will say it was a great experience. Now, I would have never had sex with this girl unless I planned on going on further dates with her, you know. And, you know, she was, because I was with the girl make the first move. Even if it takes 3 weeks, I try to let her. And everything's a case-by-case basis. You know?
And she did with the whole shirt unbuttoning thing. But the I love you statement's pretty uncommon for a first date, right? Like, that's not usually where people...
So wait, she said, oh, God, I love you, or she said, oh, God, I love you, and then your name is what you said?
She said, oh, God, Rick, I love you.
Right, okay.
And I'm trying not to be too graphic.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing that it is, and it's cool, it was all right, and there was many great experiences after that. And, you know, I mean, responsibility, because the problem with life is on the first date when it comes to sex with guys, not to knock porn or anything, but people don't understand that porn is acting. Like in the 70s, a script for like a movie like Taboo or a real feature was three times the size of a regular script because you got like notation, just like Coppola, the Godfather in the script, right? And people don't realize that that's not real. And when they get, it's like in their own lives, they're imitating this stuff. And if you have feeling, that's what caused her to say that.
So what was it? So how long did this thing last for? I mean, how long did it go for after the first
date? What, me and her?
Yeah.
It went on for me and her for probably about, I'd say, upwards of 6 months. And it's got kind of a sad ending.
Did she ever tell you that she loved...
Was the sad ending there was a horse head in your bed? You just woke up one day and you're like...
No, she lost the seat. Well, she was getting screwed over by children. And like I told her, this happened before I met her. You know, I always say when children... Standard operating procedure. When children and youth, you know, go out of their jurisdiction, you know, that's when it's a lie. The more that you do what they say, the more you lose their kids. And, I mean, they broke... confidentiality, the kids. She didn't even have a
Yeah, we're getting a little too deep here at this point. Thanks, Ricky, for your call tonight. Probably your best call so far. Appreciate the most coherent call from Ricky so far.
Thank you so much.
Thank
brother.
You. Yes, sir. Toll free numbers. Sometimes it's really hard to understand what he's getting at.
That was a good call tonight.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Sarah with her dating tips in New Mexico.
Nice.
Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. When's the last date you went on?
Oh, I don't know, 5 years ago.
5 years, okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Did you walk? Did you walk to the date?
I was walking, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was not a date, I just ran into this guy, you know?
Well, then that's not really, if you just run into someone at the bus stop, I don't know if that really counts. I mean, don't you have to, like, schedule a date? Hence, that's the...
Oh.
you know, sort of the origin of the term. It's a date, something that you do in the future. If you want to give us your dating tips, hang on, Sarah. 855-450-FREE. Actually, she was calling about traffic issues. But we'll see if we can scrounge some dating suggestions from Sarah in New Mexico. You can join us here as well with your stories. 855-450-FREE. How did it go wrong, and did you manage to save the date? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, join us right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about dating no-nos. things you should not be doing on a first date. Sometimes shouldn't do these things on any old date. We're almost done with the list, but you guys are welcome to jump in here to the discussion. Maybe tell a story about a first date that you went on that was an absolute mishap. Maybe from your perspective or the other person's. Maybe you made the mistakes. 855-450-FREE and Skype username lrn.fm. We're going to continue with your thoughts and your calls. I want to let you know, though, about the brand new audio on demand phone line that you can call up anytime you want from whatever phone you want, so long as you can dial a long distance number. And if you've got unlimited minutes on your cell phone, then this will cost you nothing but the battery time that you need to make the connection. The phone number is 641-793-9660. I'll give you that again if you didn't get a chance to jot it down or put it into your phone. It's a Liberty Radio Network audio on demand listen line. So you can listen to LRN.FM, which includes Free Talk Live when we're live, as well as we got a refeed in the early morning hours. And it includes dozens of other great Liberty-oriented shows. But that's not all. You can also punch up at the front menu your favorite LRN shows like Free Talk Live, The Angel Clark Show, The Rebel Love Show, Flaming Freedom, Off the Air Live, and more. We've got nearly a dozen shows. You just type in the right number, and it starts playing the most recent episode for you right there over your phone line. It means you don't have to spend any data from your data plan to actually listen to your favorite LRN.FM shows. We're going to be adding a new feature to this pretty soon, which I think some people will be excited about. So for right now, put this number into your phone and call it up whenever you want to listen to LRN.FM or one of nearly a dozen shows there. 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. As we go back to Sarah in New Mexico, we've been talking about first date mishaps, things that people should not be doing on a first date. Sarah, did you want to tell us a story about one of your first dates that went wrong?
Well, you know what? I would like to really talk about explaining the people getting hit two times by two different drivers.
My God, someone was hit by a car on your first date? Is that what you're saying?
No, there was four times in Albuquerque.
Four times?
Well, you know what? I lived here for 13 years. It happens in the evening around like 7 o'clock. So when they're the drivers, they turn a right and they hit somebody, and so it's kind of dark. So the second car hits them, and this has
maybe the person should not be standing in the way of the car. I mean, we heard statistics recently that New Mexicans, Albuquerqueans, are more drunk when they're on foot. So it's really
also a terrible way to initiate a first date. I mean, if you're just trying to
by getting hit by the other person,
it's like hitting someone with your car, right? And like, you know, that's not going to be a good way to, like, you know, take them out later. And
it is a way to meet somebody, though. I mean, you are going to get to know that person,
or to turn somebody into meat.
So, Sarah, what about it? Are you saying you've witnessed these things happen?
Well, you know, I've never witnessed it. It happens in the evening. So that the first car runs off, they didn't even know they hit somebody. The second car runs over, and maybe somebody does stop, but they don't even know that they hit somebody because they don't look at anybody in the crosswalk.
Now, are these things happening in your mind, Sarah? Because you've already said you've never actually witnessed this happen. So how do you know anything about it?
Well, you know, it's always reported on the local radio news. They're like, the same person got hit by two different drivers at 7 o'clock, you know. Mm. They always make these announcements. I heard it, like, at least four, five times happening in the last 10 years, and I just thought it was just kind of comical. I mean, how can you, like, run over the same pedestrian with two different times, two different cars? And we're not talking about, you know, running
insurance
over
fraud.
Well, we're not talking about, you know, running over husband at hotel rooms with another woman. You know, I mean, that's a different, it's the same person that gets run over 10 times.
Right, because,
you know,
they're trying to commit insurance fraud. Probably.
It's just amazing. That goes to tell you.
All right, Sarah, let's get back to dating. I mean, we've heard enough about this car stuff from you. Now, dating. So what was the most recent date you went on?
I've never been to any planned dating. No.
I thought you said you went on a date 5 years ago when we had you on in the last segment.
Well, you know what? It was not a dating. I had a manic episode. I was wandering. I walked like 6 miles, and my leg was so tired, and this guy had a fireplace that I wound up running into him, but I was manic.
He had a fireplace.
Yeah, some fireplace. So I went into his trailer. I spent the night, and he kind of looked good. You know, when you get into this manic phase, my sex drive just goes off the kilter. And yeah, that's part of bipolar illness. We get, when we get mania, our
you get super horny.
Sex drive goes off like really often. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people think that I act crazy. They think that I'm crazy, but I don't.
You're just super horny. You just need to get laid.
I've got a question.
Yeah, and then I crash, and then I don't. Then the person doesn't look all that good after I have come to the depressive phase.
I see.
That's not good.
And then it's even more depressing if they're not what you thought they were. What was your question, Johnson?
Yeah, my question, Sarah, is one of the last thing that we were talking about on this was it was people who go in for the kiss at the wrong time, and I'm just wondering, has that ever happened to you? Have you had a guy, he goes in for the kiss, and you're just like, or vice versa, but have you had a guy go in for the kiss when you're just like, mm-mm?
Well, I don't remember all that, but...
No.
That's
really?
The kiss deal. I mean, that's not a big deal for me. But
so it wouldn't be a big deal. So you'd let the guy kiss you if you were having your manic episode.
I suppose so.
And then maybe not remember it. That's also part of mania.
So what's up? Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of time on your hands. Why not spend some time dating? I mean, you're a welfare recipient. You obviously have a lot of time to call talk radio shows. You don't have a job. So why aren't you on the dating market? I mean, aren't you don't want to die alone, do you?
Well, it's hard to say. I have OCD, too. You know that fella that you're...
Well, that's great. Then you'll have a nice, clean house for when the date comes over.
It doesn't always work that way.
Unless I get a manic episode, I'm too germophobia to have sex. I lose all my germophobia, my OCD, only when I get manic.
How often does that happen to you, getting manic?
Maybe... I'm pretty manicky right now. I mean,
look out, world. Look out, Albuquerque. Sarah's going to hit the streets.
Well, like, maybe 2 weeks out of, like, a couple of months. It just hits. You know, it's whenever my manic, depressive.
Is this something that you're, are you medicated for this? Or are you just, you know, not?
Well, I'm supposed to be. But, you know, my passion is that I pass out flyers to get everybody to the city council meeting to speak up about pedestrian safety.
That's where you could meet somebody, I bet. If you hand out a bunch of flyers, any guys that show up, there's a possibility they were interested in you, right? I mean, they took the flyer from you. They actually showed up at the meeting.
Do you think that it's possible that you're being obsessive and manic about traffic safety?
You know what? That could be my personality. I'm obsessive. I'm OCD, obsessive compulsive, and plus I'm manic. So, when I get locked into and obsessed with something, yeah, I'll just drive it to the ground. And you're right. I was standing in the heat, standing in a street corner, passing out flyers, and the one guy got mad at me, and I'm lucky I didn't get back today.
Thank you, Sarah. Very interesting. Good call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. We're talking about, well, we've been talking about dating. I think we're getting towards the end of that discussion, but you can always add something in. Maybe you've got a story you want to tell. And then coming up, financial literacy, not so good for most Americans, majority of them. Toll-free number is 855-453. That allows you to join us here. You can also bring up anything that you want to discuss with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And there's the Shire Society that would like to invite you to sign the Shire Society Declaration at ShireSociety.com. It is a personal declaration of independence, and many Shire Society signers are planning a move to New Hampshire to join together with thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people so we can move forward and help the ideas of liberty spread as far and as wide as possible and actually have some success for the libertarian movement. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Go to ShireSociety.com and learn more. As we continue here, Johnson, you've got a story. We're going to get back into it in a moment. We're almost done, though. Through the list of things that people have really botched up on first dates, so maybe you can avoid doing them on your next first date. First, though, Dodger is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dodger.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I actually had a date today, and it was a court date.
Yeah, that's the worst kind.
Yeah, I'm a victimless criminal, and
they never pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was just kind of. This was my second court date for this issue, in which the first one, of course, I pled not guilty. Friends don't let friends plead guilty. And it was for a disorderly conduct for flipping off a police officer.
Oh, interesting. What city was this?
It's Kalamazoo.
Okay.
And so I went, and today was the pretrial, and What's really funny, you know, you see all these lemmings in the court, you know, they meet with the prosecutor offers them a deal.
And yep, they take it.
And they take it. I was the one person that didn't take it. And, of course, they pushed me off. I was literally the last person in the courtroom.
Oh, that's too bad. It's always best if you can actually be heard when there's people in the courtroom, because they want to put you in last because everybody's already left and they're not going to see whatever it is that you do that is so sort of outside of the box. You're going to break the system to some extent. You're going to refuse to cooperate. You're going to not jump through their hoops the way they want you to. They don't want any of the regulars, if you will, the average folks in there, to see someone not going along with the program. And so that was a deliberate move on their part. No accident there.
Yeah, it would have been really nice because I kept watching these lemmings, you know, over and over again, almost all of them victimless crimes. I mean, granted, there were like a couple of like domestic assaults. And,
yep, every now and then there'll be those.
And retail frauds, but by in part, I have to say at least 90% of every one of these was a victimless crime.
Totally.
And, you know, it kind of amazes me that that people always seem to take the deal. Now, what's really funny is when I met with the prosecutor and he offered me the deal was essentially a non-deal. He said, all right, I'll guarantee that you won't go to jail, but beyond that, I can't guarantee anything else. You plead, and then blah, 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 you're at the mercy of the judge. I'm like, okay, I wasn't going to take the deal before. You know, I already walked into, court this morning knowing that I wasn't going to take the deal because, I mean, it was a trumped-up charge. I flipped off a police officer.
This is one of these cases that has been litigated countless times, and every time it goes as far as it needs to before the state will lose, because it's a clear free speech violation for them to arrest you for flipping a cop a bird. There have been multitudes of cases that have come before. You are on good legal grounds on this one.
Yeah, and so, they actually went even as far as to say that the charge that I'm looking at, they're not even going to offer a court-appointed attorney, which I wouldn't have taken anyway. But
right.
When I went up there, I said, so it's my understanding, Your Honor, that based on what the prosecutor told me, that there isn't a court-appointed attorney offered for me. And he said, that's correct. So essentially, I either have to go out and pay for an attorney or I have to do it on my own, which yep. I'm going to do it on my own. I think that I'm on solid ground. You know, I talked to even my father, who's a minister, and he said the exact same thing. You know, that's a free speech thing. You know,
it probably wouldn't hurt to contact the ACLU if you haven't done that already. I believe they have taken cases like this in the past. And it's likely their attorneys will, be familiar with the area of law that is brought up in this case. But it probably also wouldn't be really hard to do a Google search and find other cases like this. They happen, I think, every single year.
Oh, and I certainly plan on that and spending some time at the law library. Essentially, there's going to be two witnesses in this case because it's going to be me and it's going to be the officer. And I'm taking it to a jury trial because, well, first off, that's my right. And, the prosecutor tried the whole, you probably really should take the deal, but, you know, it is your right to take it to a jury trial. I would just suggest taking the deal, though.
Of course they would. That's less work for them. The prosecutor doesn't want to actually have to go to a trial where they have to prepare a case. They'd much rather people just take a plea deal and then cut them a check.
Well, the day before the actual trial, I guess they've got one more chance to offer me another deal, and I guess I'll see. And I'm hoping that they just don't waste their time and just say, "Let's start."
Here's the deal: you give me $10,000, and we'll call it a day. That's the deal.
Well,
that's what you should offer them. If they come to you with some crappy, nonsensical offer about how, we'll guarantee no jail time and we'll only hit you with a $500 fine. How about that? We'll nail down the fine amount for you. Because before they were saying it would be up to the judge. They'll, give you something slightly better. And then you can say, well, how about this? You can give me $10,000 and I won't take this all the way with the ACLU or whatever. Because this is a winnable case.
Or just you know, hey, you give me the money because I've already missed out on 2 days of work out of this
right.
deal. One was for the preliminary, one was today for the pretrial. I'm going to be missing out on at least 2 more days because I have to go the day before the trial and meet with the prosecutor again, and then I have to go for the actual trial, which the trial, I mean, it'll be done before lunch because there's only 2 witnesses, me and the officer.
And, what do you think they're going to say? I mean, what exactly were you charged with, disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct, drunk person, which they have absolutely no proof that I was drunk. They never did any PBT or field tests. I'd had a little to drink that day, but I certainly wasn't drunk. I was just pissed off because an officer came up and told me to move, and as he was walking away, I flipped him off, and he turned around and said, you're going to jail now.
Wow. Well, let us know what happens with this, because it sounds like it's going to be an interesting case, and I appreciate you calling to share the plea deal process with us.
I can't wait to be there in the Shire with you guys as soon as my dad's surgery is done and he's recovered from it. That's the only
way from the lemmings.
Otherwise, I'd already be in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there are fewer lemmings here. We still have plenty of lemmings. You can still sit in on any court hearing and see plenty of people taking plea deals. But at the very least, we've got people here who can inform them of their rights. I've done a lot of don't take a plea deal outreach in my time here. We've got jury outreach that goes on here as well. Dodger, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And I tend to agree with him that taking a plea deal is generally a bad idea, but I don't blame somebody who does. You can't get upset at the people who take the plea. It's scary to go to court.
Real quick interruption, game of the week. Lemmings.
Yeah, sure. Lemmings.
Did you ever play Lemmings back way
back
when?
Years ago.
I was obsessed. I love that game. It's like a puzzler game from the 90s,
yeah,
1991.
The little purple dudes who just walk lemmings.
I think they had blue some of them were purple, some of them were blue shirts.
Blue, whatever.
And they had green hair.
Yeah.
And they would just march along. And
to their doom.
They would have, like, different types. Some would build stairs, some would have umbrellas, some would, like, make bombs, some would, like, mine through tunnels. And you would have to create a path to the exit for this level. And it's available. You can play it for free at archive.org. And I gave you the link so you can give it to the listeners.
Right. You want
real quick game of the week.
Yeah, the goal was to not have them walk off a cliff,
right?
Because they would
or die,
otherwise.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio waves here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Johnson, you were telling me earlier off the air that apparently it's Prime Day over at Amazon.
Yeah.
And that's like a big sale
it's
day.
It's like their Black Friday. It's like they created their own Black Friday on July 12th.
If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there are links to Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You jump into Amazon through any of those links, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchases you make, even on Prime Day. So apparently, you know, they get all kinds of devices and deals and things like that. I'm told this is like a big deal, so I don't know what you're looking for, but maybe they've got it on sale. So go and check it out, shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been talking a lot about first date flubs, mishaps,
yep.
Big mistakes. And we're almost through the list, Johnson. I think you said there was a little bit
we're
more to share.
Yeah,
what was the last one?
We're Recap still on
that.
The you go for the kiss at the wrong time or you should have. You
super
know?
Difficult, awkward. Yeah. All right. So what about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, if you do it the wrong time, yeah, that would be super difficult and awkward. You know, obviously, you know, the night is over, you're about to part ways. I'm just going to recap it. The night is over, you're about to part ways. You go, decide to go for the kiss. They back away like there's a spider on your face. Don't panic, says Marin. Just keep it simple. Say that you're sorry. Let them explain if they want to. They may have a no kissing on the first date policy.
Who has that policy?
Religious people.
Okay.
Or maybe the timing just wasn't right, or don't take it personally, and don't... Basically, don't make it take it personally. Don't make a big deal out of it. If things get awkward, her love recommends that you acknowledge it and play it off like it's no big deal. People will usually look to you for an example of how to react to things. If you don't make it weird, they won't make it weird. Don't pull back or make a production out of it. The more attention you bring to the mistake, the bigger the deal it will become. By apologizing and brushing it off, it turns an awkward mistake into a blip that in the night that everyone will forget about. So... when should you go for the first kiss?
Okay.
It depends on the date and how well things are going. Nerd Love notes that by reading body language is the key to knowing when it's okay to kiss someone. The eyes and the mouth are the two biggest giveaways. Someone who wants to kiss you or wants to be kissed will be calling attention to their mouths, licking their lips, or biting their lip. Particularly if you're close to them, they will also be looking at your mouth. One of the surest signs of interest in kissing that is what's known as the triangle gaze. Their eyes go from your eyes down to your mouth, back to your eyes again. I have a much better one.
Really?
So this one's going to be personal advice from the Johnson.
Oh, yeah?
So At least this only works. Sorry, guys. Sorry, other people, but this only particularly works for straight males. So, because it's again a device for me. But if you're with a girl and she'll let you touch her hair,
You're good to go.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you like are able to like put your hands on and stroke her hair, you know, like or whatever, then of course she's gonna let you kiss her.
I've also heard that just generally, if a woman touches you during the first date at some point, that's also a good indicator.
It's a good indicator, but I wouldn't say that one's pretty much foolproof. I would say pretty much if she's going to let you like stroke her hair, she's going to let you kiss her. So that's a pretty good indicator if you know need a first step
beforehand.
There you go. You're welcome. if you're getting these kinds of, so there's that the whole triangle gaze thing. I think that would be really hard to read, especially for some people that are, you know, half retarded. If you're getting those kinds of signals, it's probably a safe time for the kiss, especially if you're at what feels like the high point of the date. Be sure to move in slowly, however, doing so will be more romantic and exciting. As Nerd Love explains, it gives time for them to wave you off or to give you their cheek. If the date is winding down and you think you missed an opportunity to go for the kiss, Marin says you can play it off coolly by saying something like, "I feel like I just missed my moment there. Can I try again?" Yeah, okay, that's awkward, too.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, again, my little tip about the hair thing, it's like, you know, that's a great way of being brushed off without having gone in for a kiss.
Yeah, touch your hair first, then go in, is what you're saying, all in
and
one.
And that might work for, you know, gay men, I don't know.
Well, I wish we had one of the gay guys on the show tonight to give us their opinion. If you have some thoughts, you can join us here. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Max is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Max.
Hey, Ian, how have you been?
Max, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm Max Abramson. I'm also running for governor. The big news story here in New Hampshire is that Chris Sununu on the executive council reversed his decision to have the taxpayers pay for $549,000 towards Planned Parenthood of New England, which is actually an office out in your area in Burlington, Vermont.
So just to clarify, someone reversed their decision about that. Why does that even matter?
So Chris Sununu was the leading Republican candidate for governor, and he has essentially lost a lot of conservative activists. Now,
because he's supporting Planned Parenthood?
Well, he voted for it, then he voted against it, and then this time he voted for it, but it's going right into the Republican primary, and that jeopardizes his gubernatorial bid.
I see.
He was leading in the polls until now. I've tried to make the libertarian argument against that. There are two issues. One is the money that you make is your own money. You have the right to spend, save, invest, donate as you want. The other issue that's not mentioned is that the $549,000 isn't thoroughly accounted for, and it doesn't go to any actual clinic, we don't think. It all goes into mass mailers, campaign contributions to Democrats, rhinos, and is kind of a money laundering scheme rather than you know, something that actually goes out to free condoms and birth control and those types of things.
Yeah, I've given money to Planned Parenthood myself. I think they do some really valuable STD testing services for folks and, you know, for other people who need sexual, you know, services, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so I think that people should be able to make decisions individually to support or not support these organizations. So what you're saying is this Republican has lost a lot of support by sort of flip-flopping on the issue and landing on the side of subsidizing this particular organization. Because Planned Parenthood would probably be just fine without any kind of government subsidies. But once these private organizations start taking government money, they start to orient themselves towards that. They start to seek more of those funds. They seek more grants and things like that. Now, you're running as the Libertarian Party candidate for governor here in New Hampshire, which means you've got to get a lot of petitions signed, Max. How's that process going?
We are putting together a large number of volunteers. Some are paid, some are unpaid. If folks are interested and want to get, I think it's $3 a signature or something like that. Anyone in?
Wow.
Signature? Yep. In the past, it's been $1 or $2 a signature. But we have some people make hundreds of dollars a week doing this, and they just go out in front of the grocery store getting signatures all day long. So if we have anyone in New Hampshire looking for work, we're doing paid petitioners now.
And people should, what, look you up over at the Libertarian Party Facebook page or Libertarian Party of New Hampshire Facebook group?
Yep, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, or they can contact me directly at maxabramson@gmx.com.
Very good. Max, good luck with the campaign. Hope to see you out on the campaign trail And thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, I did want to talk about the financial responsibility thing, because I think it's an interesting discussion. There's really not a whole lot to the news story here at Time Magazine. We come across this story, you know, a similar variant to this story every few years here or every year or two on Free Talk Live, because Americans just don't get better with time when it comes to their finances. They've always been pretty bad at this. Quick, if you take out a $1,000 loan that has a 20% rate, how much will you owe in a year in interest? Answer? $200. But if you got that wrong, you're not alone. Nearly two-thirds of Americans can't calculate interest payments correctly. According to a new study, about one-third said they didn't even know how. One of the silver linings of the financial crisis was that it was supposed to have taught many Americans a lesson, albeit painful, about the dangers of debt and financial issues in general. Apparently, though, the message didn't get across. All told, a new study released today estimated that nearly two-thirds of Americans couldn't pass a basic financial literacy test, meaning they got fewer than four answers correct on a five-question quiz. Worse, the percentage of those who can pass the test has fallen consistently since the financial crisis to 37% last year from 42% in 2009. So people are getting less financially intelligent over time in the United States. The findings come from the FINRA Foundation and their National Capability Study. Now, it says here it's a five-question quiz. I'm pretty sure ours was a six-question quiz because you and I, Johnson, got five out of the six questions correct. According to
both of us got the same question wrong.
Yeah, it was a question about bonds.
A question about what? And bonds are what? The government thing.
Yeah.
The thing we were
a government
like,
investment.
Yeah, a government investment, which neither one of us would ever touch.
The national average is 3.16 out of 6. We got 5 out of 6, so right. We're better than average, Johnson, but apparently not the top echelon.
Well, no, of course.
Not 6 out of 6. But anyway, we'll share this link with you, and you can take the study or you can take the survey for yourself and see how you do on what are some really basic financial questions. So we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll post that on our Facebook and Twitter, by the way.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.